Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people and recognizes the 2015 National Assembly as the last democratically elected institution in Venezuela today. At the end of December, the opposition-led 2015 National Assembly voted to end the mandate for the interim government established after the fraudulent presidential election of Nicolas Maduro. Members of the National Assembly have the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people at heart. That has been at the heart of our approach as well, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters.
We applaud efforts of the democratic opposition to restore democratic institutions and bring an end to Venezuela's humanitarian crisis, even in the face of the Maduro regime's continued repression. And we'll continue to work with the international community to help address the Venezuelan crisis and to press for free and fair elections in Venezuela consistent with the wishes and desires of the Venezuelan people.
Spokesperson Price noted that while the United States engaged with the Maduro regime regarding U.S. core interests, in particular wrongfully detained Americans, its approach to Nicolas Maduro has not changed. He is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. We recognize the 2015 National Assembly, he said.
We will continue to enforce our sanctions program against the Maduro regime, as we said before, based upon what we see from the Maduro regime in terms of advancing the prospect for the Venezuelan people achieving their democratic aspirations.
Spokesperson Price called the meetings in November 2022 in Mexico City between the Maduro regime and the opposition Unitary Platform negotiation delegation a positive movement. We, of course, would like to see additional progress, said spokesperson Price, so that the Venezuelan people can realize their democratic aspirations. To that end, the United States will continue to coordinate with the 2015 National Assembly and other like-minded democratic actors in Venezuela to support the Venezuelan people in their aspirations of democracy, rule of law, and prosperity in their country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.